Let's check now on this Monday what's been happening in the agricultural weather forecast. Mark Russo is here. He's with Risk Pulse out of Chicago. Thanks for being with us on kind of a nice day outside, Mark. We appreciate you taking time today.
Yeah, glad to be here, Todd, as always.
Well, producers would like nice days. They don't mind the rain as long as it comes periodically and they can get in and do some planting. And they sure would like to do that across the Corn Belt. Who will be able to move and who won't?
Well, we feel with this active pattern continuing as we go through basically the remainder of April, and we feel even the first few days of May, at least the best planting conditions, in other words, the region with more of a longer or higher number of days, a consecutive days of fair and dry weather. That's the northwestern part of the Corn Belt, and included in that is portions of the Plains region, but especially in areas of the northern plains and then into the northwestern Midwest, northern Iowa, Minnesota, eastern Dakotas, even into portions of Nebraska too. That's the area that starting later on this week, we'll get into about a 7-day stretch of fair and dry conditions. And then the question becomes, again, how much corn can be accomplished in that window, which for that number of days, obviously, that's likely a significant percentage. It's the rest of the belt, though, that will have basically about 3 to 4 days in between these rain systems, and ultimately we'll have a slower planting progress. So it's an active pattern. We're not seeing, you know, widespread areas of very heavy rainfall, but certainly you know, the percentage of corn planted is going to be dependent on the specific rain events here coming up. And overall, it's not ideal, but then again, it's not a huge issue right now.
Yeah, half-inch rains are not so bad, actually kind of nice. 2-inch rains are better, pretty rough if you're trying to get a crop in. Are we more on the half-inch side periodically?
Again, it depends on the area. For much of like southern Iowa into areas of Missouri, eastern Kansas could pick. That's the area more likely to pick up over 2 inches or isolated heavier totals versus the rest of the Midwest.
And then we probably better recap what's been happening with the hard red winter wheat crop before I let you go.
Yeah, they continue to improve from a soil moisture standpoint. These systems moving through also are putting down significant rains and ultimately continuing to boost soil moisture at this stage of the season.
All right. Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate you taking the time with us today.
You're welcome, Todd.
Mark Russo is with Risk Pulse. He's out of Chicago, Illinois.